Blog Talk Radio.
Galatians 5:22. I'm still holding on the joy we gon' make it through. And everything that's carrying the heavy weight, just give it all to Jesus, you ain't gon' break. And these days, not tripping off the world ill. I try to tell them more to life than the dollar bills. Full of joy cause the Lord came and touched my soul. Got joy cause he blessed everyone I know. Sitting on the joy, cooling and it feels so right. Had to smile at the babies, know the Lord is light. Rumble, rumble in the jungle, he gon' give that rest. He gon' give that rest and you gon' pass that test. Like, oh, yes, in the matrix, I don't beat my chest. Fall back with the joy and make moves like chess. Like, oh, yes, and I never sell my soul for a check. Never have to lose myself for respect. I got joy, no less that's back.
We ain't living in pain. Jesus is the kingdom. It's the kingdom. And we ain't living in pain. Jesus is the kingdom. It's the kingdom.
Yeah. Tell the Lord I got joy. Tell the Lord I got joy. Ever since I was a young lad boy. Grow to be a man. It's the wonderful work that God planned. And I'm never getting snatched out his hand. Never been a secret gospel. Share that with the people. Don't do religion. Let's sleep. Don't stall through the beat. I'm telling Jesus Christ got the sequel. Blessed in a unified teacher. This is for my brother and my enemy. Seeking. Triple as it is. We gon' witness to the sleeper. And if I can reach the pastor and the preacher. Your soul drifting on the battlefield. Sleeping. Joy of a dark day. This is what the song say. Living with my heart play. All day strong. Bars in the hallway. I be rapping by the drums, ay. Praise God in my heart, not my mouth, ay.
We ain't living in pain.
That's what they say, man.
It's coming in the morning. Happiness in him, that's real and it's golden. Satan tries to steal it, say Jesus is bold. Mercy automatic, call it love locked down. King of the universe alive right now. Raised from the dead, that's eternal glory. Keep them other stories, false gods boring. Focus on the joy, focus on the joy. Trust in the love of the Lord employed. Life ain't a toy, not meant for play. But enjoy the day in the word God say. Won't you come and ride to the rhythm, my G. And understand the Lord, what you never you see. And when you take a look in the mirror, you'll see. Created in his image for his joy.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. And he ain't living in pain. Jesus is the kingdom. It's the kingdom. And he ain't living in pain. Jesus is the kingdom. It's the kingdom.
Everything that you have done for us, everything that you plan to do. Yeah, I got joy. You know, some don't got it. I pray they get it though. It goes down.
Generation raised the hell and said it would. So much that we witness heaven and cannot tell us good. Dug a hole for the weak, reverence that fell into it. Questions we avoid, but he's second to bring us closer to it. Cause if we recognize, then we have to acknowledge. And if we testify, we gon' have to do it honest. The commission is greater than us. And this religious system that's been enabling us to stay quiet, reserved, undisturbed, stalled. Got our cars on pause by the curb. Feeling like my life, still belong to myself. I know how I feel, but can't deny how I felt. In my chest echo the Lord's drum, the same war drum the soldiers go to war from. Some of us might hit that front line 100 times. Look a dead man in his eyes and yell, come alive. Come alive, rise from night to day. Abandon your chains, snatch your wings and fly away. This good news is gorgeous and fruitful. The death of the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion to Zion, but I approve. Restricting them to a cross was ordered in them being loosed. In the spirit been imparted to the truth. None of us ain't getting it, just a talking in the booth. Living people should know me in the spirit in cahoots. How you know a tree, you can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty. Cause if if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he's been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord wanna.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you and much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Today, we on this Romans chapter 9. Yeah, we about to get into Romans chapter number 9. So you can get your Bible. You can pull it up on your screen or whatever you got to do. But Romans chapter 9. Yeah, we will be getting to that today in our continuing with the book of Romans. You know what I'm talking about? For those that don't know, I was just, you know, in my own time reading Romans. And then it got so good to me this time that I wanted to get on the broadcast and broadcast it to the whole world. Yeah, the word of God. Yeah, Romans, that's part of the word, part of the word of God. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, catch us live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Times. Again, catch us live. We're recording live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? Or you can just Google when hip-hop meets the Christ and listen anytime you want to. You know what I'm talking about? You are appreciated. And after we pray, we're going to get into Romans chapter 9. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for Romans and how you've been blessing us through it. How you've been giving us understanding through it. Father, continue to increase in us and increase our faith and increase your will being done in our lives, Father. Increase your anointing. Increase everything, all the resources that we need, Father, so that we can give you the glory and do what you want done with our lives. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Romans. Thank you for Romans chapter 9. Thank you for your spirit of truth that leads us and guides us into all of the truth. Continue to just have your way in the name of Jesus. And forgive us, Father, for all of our flaws and our shortcomings. And you build us up, creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit so that we can continue to grow in you and serve you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, y'all. We up in here. You are tuned into Romans. I mean, it's Rome. We ain't got it in Romans yet. About to. But you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you being here. With that being said, now we ready to get into Romans, the book of Romans. And if you would, and if you haven't gone there yet, Romans chapter number 9 is where we're going to start off at today. Romans chapter number 9, verse number 1. We just came out of Romans chapter 8, which is one of my favorite, which is my favorite chapter in Romans, Romans 8. We stay on that, man. Stay in that, stay pulling from that. There's just so much into that. So if you haven't gotten into Romans chapter 8, get into it. Romans chapter 8, you know what I'm saying? It's real good. It's real great. There's a lot in there. There's a lot packed up in there, man. So take your time with it. All right? Today we're in Romans chapter number 9, and we're ready for it. Verse 1 says, I say the truth in Christ. I say the truth in Christ. Always say the truth in Christ. If you follow in Christ, if you believe Christ, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, always say the truth in Christ. All right? So Romans chapter 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. So I'm not lying. I'm saying the truth in Christ, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Yep. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost takes over your conscience, connects with your conscience. And God communicates through our conscience, but the Holy Ghost got to connect with it and with our spirit. All right? So verse 2 says that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. That great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren. Now, Paul said he got a great heaviness and he got continual sorrow in his heart because he see his brethren and his kinsmen are not following Christ. And he said he'll rather be accursed from following Christ. All right, in verse 3, let's read it. Romans chapter 9, verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, They are Israelites to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. So these were all, you know, given the glory, you know, Israel, the Israelites were given the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, right? These were presented to Israel. Verse 5, Romans chapter 9 says, whose are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. He's still talking about and identifying the Israelites, his kinfolks. Verse 3. Israelites and what they were given in verse 4. In 5, he's talking about who's talking about their fathers, their ancestors, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came through this bloodline, who is over all, Christ is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Verse 6, Romans chapter 9 says, not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Just because they are of Israel don't mean that they are Israel, because the thing about Israel, what makes us Israel, is us submitting to God and following Jesus the Christ. So if you just want to identify yourself as Israel because of your skin color and not because of Christ, then you're wrong. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. You got to follow Jesus to make it really count to be a real, true Israelite. You have to follow Jesus the Christ, all right? And I ain't talking about no white man either. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior. Yeah, I'm talking about God with us. Romans chapter 9, verse 7 says, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. So because they are the seed of Abraham, they don't make them all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. Some of them in Ishmael, remember? Isaac, Abraham, see, Isaac was the promise of God, the promised son to Abraham from God and by God through his wife Sarah. So neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. So just because they're the seed of Abraham, don't make them all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. He had another seed, which was Ishmael, wasn't it? Abraham. All right, so verse 8 says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. Do you see this? Because everybody be so quick. It used to be so quick. I don't know if they say it now anymore or not. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. If you in your flesh and operating out of your flesh, you're not a child of God. Let me read Romans chapter 9, verse 8 again. And see, Romans chapter 8 deals with the flesh and the spirit. So that's why I suggest you get into it. Romans chapter 9, verse 8 says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, even though they came down and can trace their bloodline back to Abraham. They in the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed, the children of the promise, the ones that's going to obey God. That's not going to bow to nothing or nobody but him. Romans chapter 9. All right. Let me read verse 8 again. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Verse 9, Romans chapter 9, verse 9 says, for this is the word of promise. At this time I will come and Sarah shall have a son. That's the promise God made to Abraham. Verse 10 says, and not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, talking about Rebecca, talking about Isaac, and talking about Jacob and Esau. Esau and Jacob. Those are the twins. Verse 11, Romans chapter 9, verse 11, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calls. So your works don't make you stand before God. Your works don't help you stand before God. The only thing that qualifies us is him working in us. Yeah, want me to read verse 11 again? I will. Romans chapter 9, verse 11. For the children being not yet born, talking about Jacob and Esau, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. The purpose of God is standing according to election, not of works, but of him that calls. That's how we are still standing today. Not because of what we are doing or what we have done, but because of what God, our Father, has already done and is doing through us. Romans chapter number 9. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Romans chapter number 9, verse 12 says, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Talking about Rebecca in verse 10. Me in verse 12, but he's talking about Rebecca. All right. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Esau was the oldest. Jacob was the youngest. It was said unto her that the elder Esau shall serve the younger Jacob, which God changed Jacob's name to Israel. All right. And the next verse, verse 13 says, as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Yeah. This is what God is saying. I love Jacob, but I hate Esau. That's what God says. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And people can't understand this. And they don't want to understand this. I thought God was love. Yeah, he is love. He can hate too, though. Yeah, he's love, but he's going to hate everything that go against him. He go against his love. You see what I'm saying? All that wickedness. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Because he hates somebody? And they don't really say nothing else about God hating anybody else's name like this except for really evil and Jezebel? Well, you really don't come across scripture where it say God hated somebody and it names that person. So, Esau. God hated Esau. Esau only operated out of his flesh. You see what I'm saying? All right, so God loved Jacob. God hated Esau. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. It ain't no unrighteousness with God. Because look at the next two verses. Romans chapter 9. Don't forget these two verses. Mark them. Screenshot them. Highlight them. Circle them. Underline them. Do something. Romans chapter 9 verse 15 says, for he said to Moses, God said this to Moses, and God saying this to you and me too. All of us. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. This is what God said. He said this specifically to Moses, but we're reading it. We are reading it now. So whenever you're hearing it, he's talking to you too. Even though he talked to Moses back then. But the word of God is living. And he's talking to us now. It says in verse 15, Romans chapter 9, it says, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Verse 16 says, so then it is not of him that wills, it ain't him that want to do right, nor of him that runs, the one that start doing right, but it's of God that shows mercy. So, again, verse 16 and verse 15, Romans chapter 9, God letting us know, I will have mercy on whomever I have mercy on. I have compassion on whoever I have compassion on. And then verse 16 says, so then it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. And I ain't got no problem with God getting all his glory out of my life and me staying out of his way. Because I want to make sure that God is being glorified, not me. I don't want the glory. I want to give the glory to God. That's how followers of Christ are. He trained us like that. Verse 17 says, for the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. But Pharaoh pushed his own agenda. Y'all know that. God raised him up. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar. God raised him up. But the mugs get beside themselves and don't want to acknowledge God, and he had to bring them down. With Pharaoh, he brought them all the way down. He had to kill him and his sons and his army. You know what I'm talking about? So, raised up Pharaoh that he might show in Pharaoh that his name might be declared throughout the earth. However, Pharaoh wanted to do his own thing. He ain't studying the purpose of God. How many people now out there still doing their own thing and not studying the purpose of God? It's a shame. We all been there, but we all didn't stay there, and you don't have to either. Come to Jesus. Get it right. Verse 17, Romans chapter 9 says, for the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this, Romans chapter 9, verse 17, even for this same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. I want my name declared throughout all the earth is what God wants. Verse 18 says, therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he hardens. Yeah, God is in control. Therefore, he has mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will, he hardens. He does what he wants to do. Verse 19 says, you will say then unto me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Yeah, think about it. Why is God still finding fault? For who has resisted his will if he the one raising us up and he the one, you know, having mercy or harden us, however he want to do it. So verse 19, you will say unto me, why does he find fault then? Why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Verse 20 says, no, but, O man, who are you? Don't question God. Who are you that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why have you made me this? Are you going to say, why have you made me like this, Lord? Or are you going to say, okay, Father, what do you want me to do? What will you have me to do? Not sitting over there complaining, talking about, why you made me like this? You made him like that. You made her like that. Why you made me like this? Who are you to reply against God? Shall the thing formed by God say to him that formed it, why have you made me this? Verse 21, yeah, you better be humble. Verse 21, Romans chapter 9, verse 21 says, has not the potter power over the clay? The potter, he makes stuff out of clay. Don't he got power over the clay? Over the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? The artist, when they drawing something, can't they keep this paper and can't they throw that one away if they want to? Okay. God, the same way. All right? What if God, what if, verse 22, Romans chapter 9, verse 22, what if God willing to show his wrath, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath, fitted to destruction? What if he, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, what if he endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath? Yeah, the ones that's going to get his wrath. Yeah, fitted to be destroyed or fitted to destruction. He want to show himself strong. What if he wanted to show himself strong and to show his wrath through the vessels of wrath that's fitted for destruction? All right? Verse 23 says, and that he might make known the riches of his glory. So what if he wanted to make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy? That's us. The vessels of wrath, those are the ones that still disobeying God and rejecting Jesus. So what if he wanted to show his power strong and show his wrath on the vessels of wrath? They fitted for destruction. What if he wanted to show his wrath and make his power known on them, but they disobedient selves? And what if he, it says verse 23, that he might make known the riches of his glory. Yeah, he going to make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. We ain't got to worry about his wrath or his power crushing us, because he's going to make his riches, the riches of his glory, known unto the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. So he already prepared us for glory. I mean, he already did it before we even got here. Prepared a place for you. Verse 24 says, even us. Romans chapter 9. Verse 24 says, even us whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. God wants everybody. Everybody don't want God, though. And a lot of people want God out of everything. That's why it's on you and me to trust God and acknowledge him and bring him, yeah, acknowledge him in everything. Invite him into everything in our lives, all right? Verse 25 says, as he says also in Osi, I will call them my people. Yeah, the Osi, that got to be Hosea. I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. Yeah, I'm going to call her my people who wasn't even my people. And I'm going to call her beloved who was not even beloved. Calling those things as not, as though they were. They don't belong here. They don't deserve it. But I'm going to call them up in here. I like that. See, God is very fair. He's all about equality. He don't just say it like people do in America and do something else. They'll say equality. They'll say you're innocent until proven guilty, but they'll treat you different. God is all about equality. He's all about equality. He's very fair. Treats everybody equal. Same way, right? So, verse 25, as he said also in O.C. or Hosea, O'Shea, that was his name too, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. God orchestrating everybody in, giving everybody a fair chance. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. In the place that they said, you are not my people, right there in that same place, they're going to be called the children of the living God. Verse 27 says, Esaias, or Isaiah, also cries concerning Israel. Isaiah talking about Israel back then. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Now remember, this goes back to what he was saying earlier. Just because they are of Israel don't mean that they are Israel. What that was back in verse 6. Not as though the word of God has taken an effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. This verse explains it in verse 27. They are not Israel. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Go back to verse 27, Romans chapter 9. Esaias also cries concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea. There's a whole bunch of them. The sand of the sea. They are numerous. Yet a remnant shall be saved, though. It's a bunch. But only a remnant going to be saved. All you got to do is be a part of the remnant that's choosing Jesus. That's how we be saved. That's how we are saved. We choose Jesus. Because there's a lot of folks that's claiming that they're Israel, or claiming that they're Israelites, or claiming that they're Hebrew Israel, or Hebrew Israelites, or whatever they call themselves, and they still not going to be saved because they're rejecting Jesus like all other religions and like the world is. However, a remnant of Israel shall be saved. Verse 28, Romans chapter 9 says, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. He will finish the work. God going to finish the work. I like that. God working. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. A short work. So that means he's going to do something, and he's going to do it quick. Short. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. In righteousness, not wickedness. In righteousness. Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Verse 29 says, and as Esaias said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. If God didn't leave us a seed, which is Jesus the Christ, so we can have a seed of faith and sow it in him, and it can grow us into the kingdom. So, as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, that seed is Jesus, we had been as Sodom, and been made like unto Gomorrah. Verse 30 says, what shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? So, let's read that again, because it's a question and an answer right here. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which follow not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness. The Gentiles who weren't even following after righteousness, they have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. Because remember in verse 15 and verse 16, God said, I will have mercy on whomever I have mercy on, and I will have compassion on whomever I have compassion on. It ain't him who runs or him who willing to run, but it's of God that shows mercy. So what shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not, which didn't even follow after righteousness, they have attained to righteousness. Remember, God is fair. He's equal. Even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith. So if the Gentiles seek it by faith, and if Israel seek it by faith, and whoever seek it by faith, you qualify. If you don't seek it by faith, verse 32, wherefore or why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. They stumbled at the stumbling stone. Jesus is the rock. That's the stumbling stone. They stumbled because they got dependent on their own works. They stumbled at the stumbling stone. They don't want to believe in Jesus. They don't want to depend on God. They don't want to do things God's way. They'd rather do things their own way. God and his ways, they'd rather do things their own way, thinking they know better, when God is the one that's all-knowing. We in Romans chapter 9. We've got to do this by faith. Verse 33 says, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense. And whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. He is a rock of offense. They offended by the truth because they want to live the lie these days. They don't want the rock of offense. Yeah, that's why you got to keep on representing Jesus the Christ and keep on asking God to make you a hearer and a doer of his word, and asking God to increase in you. Yeah, because they stumble at the stumbling stone. Why do they stumble at the stumbling stone? Because they depend on their own works, and they reject Jesus the Christ. They stumble at the stumbling stone, but God says, I lay in Zion. Look, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense. The rock of offense. You're offending me because you're telling the truth. Well, keep offending them. Keep telling the truth, man. The truth shall make us all free. It's going to set you free, too. You know what I'm talking about? Even if they kill you because of the truth, you set free from this earth and from their hate and their evil. Because now you're in eternity with God. You know what I'm talking about? Whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Jesus is our rock of offense. Yeah, they're getting offended because of the truth. And you know why? Before we finish up, let's go to another scripture, and I'm going to read to you why they stumble at the stumbling block and why Jesus is an offense to them. We all been there, but some of us are born again of God. So go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, or you can just listen. And I'm going to read it. Verse 19. It says, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. Jesus is the light. Light is coming to the world, and men, humans, loved darkness. Light, the one that came into the world, and humans loved darkness rather than light. Humans loved the devil rather than Jesus, because Jesus is the light that God sent into the world. Jesus is the light that came into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. Because why? Their deeds were evil. Because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or corrected. Yeah. But he or she that does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Yeah, God, help us. And we need God. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. And that's Romans chapter 9. You know what I'm talking about? And we'll get at you the next time. We're going to keep on pushing with Romans chapter 10. Again, if you did not catch any of the series, if you missed any of Romans since we've been doing it, it's 9 chapters in here already in the archives, ready for you to listen to, this being number 9 right here. So you have Romans chapters 1 through 8 already available, and this one will be available today. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Keep your faith in God. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus.
Kings ordained by God.
I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. Attack, attack. Fight the demons back. It's Jesus over here, and we have no fear.
There's a war going on. It ain't my guns and bullets. Don't get shook now, cause the trigger ain't work when you pull it. Spiritual warfare. It's good versus evil. We win. Cause Jesus, he died for all God's people.
Yeah.
Charge. Move forward, let's march. If you ain't on Christ's side, you better duck and dodge. We throwing spiritual grenades. You ain't got it made in the shade. You ain't got no hiding place. You can't get your base. You rejected his grace. Now there is no safe place. So tell me where you gon' run.
We represent God's son.
I can't sell my soul. My heart made of gold. The whole armor of God makes me stand bold.
I got my war clothes on. The whole armor of God. In my heart, and I know he with me. Yeah, I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. Attack, attack, fight the demons back. It's Jesus over here, and we have no fear.
Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Spin these words from your word like I'm a seasoned reverend. Father, have your way in me, I ain't gonna stop this reppin'. So serious with it, no losing, and ain't no happening. Now I'm ready for battle, I ain't scared of Satan. With this Jesus in me, Satan's the one that's shaking. So shame on Satan, we overcome evil with good. Praise and worshiping and bringing glory to the Father like we should. Yeah, we imperfect,
but that don't mean we unholy.
Many call, few went, but I know he chose me. Thank you for your mercy and grace, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. In case you didn't hear the other song, the Spirit gives life.
I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. Attack, attack, fight the demons back. It's Jesus over here, and we have no fear.
We have the belt of truth, we won't be led astray. We just have to wear it around our waist until that day. The breastplate of righteousness, this protects your chest. He's looking out for us, you do your part, and do your part.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.